Not sure whether Ed Curnow would have assumed a similar sort of dominance over his brother, Whispers. If he did, he would have been in pretty good shape, because we know that Charlie's a prodigious talent as well. Ed joins us. Welcome, Ed.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim.
Do you have his measure in the backyard, Charlie?
I did. I had 9 years on him, so... I don't think I would have gone inside if I didn't have his measure for dinner. So, yeah, it was good fun.
I mean, this is a massive night tomorrow night for your footy club, and I know it's a strange thing to say, and we can all be prone to sort of overhyping stuff, but it would appear that there's even a little bit more riding on this Collingwood-Carlton match tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, both teams 0-2, so for us, it's been a disappointing start to the year. We set ourselves for round one and thought we played some strong footy, and then against Gold Coast, we let ourselves down, so we're looking to respond this week, and watching Collingwood, I know they'll get a response as well, so it's going to be a big game.
Hey, good morning, Ed. It's Tim here. I described your performance last week as frail. Was that a bit harsh?
I thought in some areas our effort was poor, so I could see why you'd say that. And as a playing group, we were really disappointed. We had a look at some of the vision, and it's not who we want to be. So we let ourselves down in that game. We think it's a one-off. We don't think it's going to define our year, so... We're just really excited to play tomorrow night and looking forward to redeeming ourselves.
Was there anything that you looked at when you did your review that you could put your finger on? Oh, I watched the game. I was here having a look at it, and it was surprising that, you know, there was a general lack of intensity and the skill level. Okay, that's, you know, obviously something you can work on and may take time, but the intensity seemed to be down.
Yeah, well, sometimes... efforts, poor efforts can be contagious, and especially if your leaders are performing that way. So I think that's what happened on the day, and we weren't able to go, right, let's get ourselves out of this muck we've put ourselves in, I suppose, if you put it that way, and change the game or change the momentum of the game. So it just continued to flow on that way, and yeah, it was disappointing, but this week's a new opportunity, and you know, we're pretty excited, and there's a lot of belief within the group that we can turn it around.
Hey Ed, you can't get these two blokes back at the moment. I mean, Doherty will come back into the side at some stage. Obviously, Gibbs has gone to Adelaide. But did you, as a more senior player, did you think that you were going to miss these two blokes as much as what you are?
I think with Sam, he's a great leader, and his voice on field to set up the back line is missed, but we have guys that are stepping up in that role now. Kieran Burns done a quad this week, and he provides great dash. But we've also brought in Aaron Mullett to the team, and guys like Cam O'Shea, and Dave Cunningham is a new player off the half-back flank into his third year. So I think if each one of those players can step up a little bit, it'll help cover the role, the loss of Doherty, along with Plowman and Marchbanks playing some great footy. So I think with Doc and with Bryce, we've got... we probably brought in Kennedy from GWS to fill an inside role, and he went down in the first week with an ankle. So we're hoping he can come back into the side this week and have a real impact.
Speaking of voice, talk us through your situation. It was a terrible injury that sort of snuck under the radar to some degree last year. It was your larynx? It was your voice box?
Yeah, no, my larynx, Gary. Yeah, it was a strange one after the Richmond game in round 14. Just went into hospital thinking I'd lost my voice, and then ended up being there for a little bit. And you know, let it recover, and then didn't recover very well. And had a plate inserted to protect my voice box and airways, just to make sure that everything's fine for playing contact sport in the future. But I'm all good now. And it was a bit of a freakish injury that's... healed, and I'm fine to go now.
That's extraordinary. You've got a plate. Whereabouts? Can you give us that detail?
It's basically, I don't know, just around near my Adam's apple, and it protects my voice box and airway that, allows
what
me
is
to
it?
Function.
Like a dinner plate, Ed?
It's probably the size. It's a bit like a flexi credit card type plate.
Same size as a credit card?
Just a bit smaller.
And it's not uncomfortable at all?
No.
Am I right in saying it was a Dusty Martin fend-off?
It wasn't. It was Cochin. But it was accidental. I mean, I looked at the vision, and geez, you know, it was I was. unlucky, I think.
We're talking to Ed Curnow from the Blues. He's got a plate in his throat there somewhere. We're not quite sure what side, whether it's a China plate, a dinner plate, or whatever. But I want to get to the Curnow's endurance, because everybody that talks about Carlton, they talk about the Curnow endurance. Now, who's got the greatest endurance, you or Charlie?
Me.
By much?
Well, we got split in the preseason this year by Lockie O'Brien, so I knew that that annoyed Charlie. But, yeah, last couple of years we've been 1-2 in the racing in the off-season, which is good fun and creates good banter. But Charlie's he's got me in other areas in terms of height and markings, so I'll have to give him that.
Hey, Ed, we'll let you go, mate. Appreciate you joining us. It's going to be massive tomorrow night. Good luck. You might have to go to Pendlebury, or you've been playing some pretty good footy yourself. Maybe you just go and get the cod yourself. You're playing for the Richard Pratt Cup. It's the 9th time you've played for it, raising awareness of the incidence of prostate cancer. So that's a very important cause, most common cancer among Australian men. So we appreciate you jumping on, mate.